This week, we've been reminding you that 100 years ago, the First World War began. We've been underscoring its historical importance by imagining the world if it had never happened. How would politics, science, literature, music have been different without that conflict?
We tossed this counterfactual conceit to you, and many of you came up with fascinating ideas. Heather McMahon of Charlottesville, Virginia, suggests that had Archduke Franz Ferdinand and his wife not been assassinated in Sarajevo in 1914 by a Serbian nationalist,
then the Archduke and Archduchess would have returned to Vienna chastened by their near-death experience, encouraged the emperor to enact more enlightened reforms to quell nationalist separatism in the Balkans, and eventually, when they assume the throne, quietly convert the Austro-Hungarian Empire into a parliamentary-based union of equal states with a monarchical figurehead. As a global leader, rather than an assemblage of all-forgotten Central European nations, the United Kingdom of Middle Europa would set cultural taste.
Waltzing would be popular well into the 1990s, and Sachertort would be commonly found on menus throughout the world.
Mussolini, as choose politics, choosing instead to open up a small coffee and pastry shop in Switzerland called Bene Bene, predicts Charles Forster, who continues, Benito goes on to write several dessert cookbooks, which become very popular in Spain and Italy, and while on a book signing tour, he is given the nickname Il Dolce by his fans.
Science comes in for a retro reshaping without a great war in 1914. Many of you point out how much slower the advance of technology would have been, including this program's very existence. Chuck Howell of College Park, Maryland, says that radio technology improved exponentially during the Great War. He writes, the radio boom of the 1920s was fueled by a flood of returning servicemen newly trained in the art of wireless by the Army and Navy. Without the war, radio may not have moved to the nation's living rooms until years later.
Absent World War I, says Fernie Reyes of Austin, Texas, airplanes wouldn't have developed so quickly. She suggests, meanwhile, Zeppelins establish a monopoly in luxury transatlantic crossing. This is due to Germany remaining friendly to the U.S. and its ability to obtain large quantities of helium to use in their airships. Of course, it was the use of highly inflammable hydrogen that led to the demise of the Hindenburg.
No war in 1914, no hobbits, writes Steve Shea. Tolkien does not fight in the trenches in France and is not exposed to the horrors of war. Thus, Shea imagines, the tales of magic, heroism, and suffering in The Lord of the Rings would never have been written.
Another casualty of a no First World War from Dan Lovelady of Orlando, Florida.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. No World War I, no Mickey Mouse.
Want some candy?
Walt Disney, too young to join the military, experienced action as an ambulance driver for the Red Cross. Walt came out of the war creating patriotic political cartoons for a local paper in Missouri, leading to the creation of the animated Rodent. Mr. Lovelady, in full disclosure, mentions that he works for the Walt Disney Company. And then there's this from
Keith Osterberg from Herculaneum, Missouri. Baron von Richthofen would not have become a flying ace and folk legend, leaving Charles M. Schulz at a loss for what to do with his Snoopy character. We would have been spared bad novelty songs by the Royal Guardsmen and at least one frozen pizza company.
Up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. 80 men tried, 80 men died. Now they're buried together on the countryside.
And there are further culinary consequences of peace. Catherine Lynch of Westbrook, Connecticut, claims potato bread and carrot cake would not be common if World War I did not happen because they were popularized as K-bread or Kriegsbrot, war bread.
We had some letters disputing the story that the assassin Gavrilo Princip was eating a sandwich as his target approached. Some people say that is as fictional as our counterfactual histories. But that didn't stop Robert Toby of Cohasset, Massachusetts, from imagining Princip getting hooked on sandwiches, as he puts it, landing a lucrative endorsement deal advertising Subway sandwiches.
Please let us know what you like about the program and what you don't. You can write to us. Just go to npr.org and click on the word contact. It's at the very bottom of the page. We may read your comments on the air.
You can also follow us on Twitter. I'm Robert Siegel at rsiegel47.
I'm Melissa Block at NPR Melissa Block. And you can follow our co-host Audie Cornish at NPR Audie. This is All Things Considered, known in the Twitterverse as at NPR ATC.